Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Thursday, December 20th, 2018. It is very weathery outside, and as a result, if you go to marinetraffic.com, you can see it at the bottom of my website, shipreport.net. There are a bunch of ships circling slowly out there off the mouth of the river. And this time of year, that does happen when the weather gets difficult. Bars on yellow status, not very many ships are being allowed to come in. There are 65-mile-an-hour winds going on out there. It's blowing in Astoria. The river is very turbulent. That's kind of an unusual thing. Many times, depending on conditions, of course, you can get big chop out there on the river. But this morning, it's just very stormy looking, even on the Columbia. So it's a kind of a rough ride, even if you get into the river right now. So we have a bunch of ships offshore. Only two of them are going to be allowed to come in. Not quite sure when that's going to happen. And it is because the pilots, when the conditions are marginal like this, where the seas are maybe not quite 20 feet, but still the conditions are difficult out there, they start picking and choosing very carefully which ships they allow to come in. And if they have a bunch of, how they refer to it as underpowered bulk carriers, maybe older ships that are maybe not that maneuverable compared to newer, higher-powered ships, they will ask those ships to wait until the weather calms down. And the weather is supposed to get better this afternoon, so we may see some of these ships coming in. But right now, only two of them. The Nord Baltic entered the river a little while ago, so she could be passing Astoria maybe in the next hour or so. She's arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for the port of Portland. And the Ultra Agility is the only ship of the ones out there circling around that is scheduled to come in. And she's just going to be in here when the weather permits. So we'll just see what happens later on. So we have those two inbounders. We have five in the Astoria Anchorage. We have eight outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. In our marine weather forecast, on the Columbia River Bar forecast, the Columbia River Bar has its own forecast that day, right, that area right at the mouth of the river. There are seas with 20-foot seas with breakers likely. That means breaking surf on the bar. And so things are going to calm down later on. And so that means that below 20 feet, that means that that ships could be allowed to come in later on. We have a storm warning in effect through this afternoon for our broader marine weather forecast. South winds, we could see winds up to 35, maybe even higher knots by late afternoon. Seas are going to be up to 23 feet out there in the ocean. So when you think about these ships out there, the ones that are waiting have slowed way down. They're bouncing around in 65-mile-an-hour gusts. 23-foot seas, so about 10 feet is a story. So three-story waves, 65-mile-an-hour winds. It's not pleasant out there for them. So they are going to be really happy when they get permission to come in. But it's such a safety issue that even though they would like to come in, the pilots really have to be careful, and they are very, very careful in determining who comes and goes. And as we talked yesterday on the ship report, the Coast Guard makes the determination on bar closures for recreational and uninspected passenger vessels and commercial vessels like fishing boats and things like that. But the Coast Guard makes the call. I mean, the bar pilots make the determination regarding the passenger, regarding the cargo ships that come and go, the foreign flag cargo ships, and any of those big, big commercial vessels that are coming into the river. And so when you see these restrictions, they're for a very, very good reason. So let's take a look at who's in the Astoria Anchorage. The Federal Iris is on the schedule to head up to Portland to pick up potash at about 10 o'clock. She should be not affected. The vessels that are in the Anchorage are generally not affected by what's happening out in the ocean. The river is just calmer. The Ultra Agility will be heading around noontime up to Portland to pick up soda ash, rather. And we have the Bulk Bolivia, the Nord Pluto, and the Vita Spirit awaiting orders in our anchorages here off Astoria and Rice Island. And in our outbounders, the New Legacy is scheduled to leave by about 11 a.m. from Vancouver. And so that would put her past Astoria outbound by about 7 p.m., and that's when the weather should be good enough. So I don't see any restrictions on these outgoing ships, although their departures are estimated. So they could decide at the last minute to not send them if they think the weather is just going to be too bad. The JPO Delphinus is going to be leaving Vancouver, we hope, around noontime. She's a wheat ship, I think. The Bulk Guatemala is heading out of Calama Could have brought in Steele, but she's going to be, I think, leaving about 2 p.m., which would put her past Astoria outbound at about maybe 7 p.m. outbound. The Oak Harbor is leaving Longview. She's a Petcoke ship leaving about 2 p.m., so about 3.5 hours later she could pass Astoria outbound. The Aerosort is leaving Portland. She's a Potash ship leaving the port of Portland at about 3 p.m., so maybe 9 p.m. past Astoria. So we could see quite a parade of vessels going out of the river if the weather calms down, as it seems that it's likely that it will. So this week on the Ship Report, I've started a series, and I'm going to run through it into next week. I was able to interview Captain Jeremy Smith. He is the captain of the port based at Air Station Astoria here. That's a big job. He's in charge of really all the so many things relating to our maritime area. But so we're talking in this series about the unseen role that the Coast Guard plays in maritime commerce. So we all know about the rescue role that the Coast Guard plays. Most people around here either know someone who's been rescued or have been rescued themselves by the Coast Guard. So this is a Coast Guard city, big presence here, and we're very fond of the Coast Guard in Astoria. But there's also this role in commerce, in shipping, in cargo shipping that the Coast Guard has. And so I'm going to be sharing some excerpts from my interview with Captain Smith about this. And today he's going to talk a little bit about the process of vetting vessels when they arrive here. And we'll talk more about it next week as well. But here's Captain Jeremy Smith, U.S. Coast Guard.
Part of it's an intelligence vetting. So, again, we talked about where the vessel comes from, what was its last port of call. When the boarding team goes on board, they have radiological detectors with them so they can detect radiation. And then there are other just basic customs issues. So a cargo is sealed, and we inspect the seals to make sure they're not tampered or damaged. So different things like that, when you just go through, you can look at different cargoes, and you get a sense of how the vessel's loaded and where the cargo's been.
And that was Captain Jeremy Smith. He's the captain of the port here. And so, vessels come in here all the time, and so there are these inspections that we don't see that are in the ocean off the mouth of the river before the ships ever come in here, where the Coast Guard will board those vessels and take a look at what's going on, look for certain indicators. You'll hear next week and more about this when I share more of this interview. But basically, where a ship is coming from, there are certain high-profile areas of the world. Ships coming from the Middle East are under certain kinds of scrutiny. Ships at one time coming from Japan after the tsunami, where there were radiation issues, were being heavily inspected for radiation when they were coming into the river. So I don't know how much more of an issue that is, but he did mention that. So we'll hear more next week from this interview on the Ship Report. You've been listening to the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Watch out for the wind, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Ship Report.